Amen. It's nice to be, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes when you're at home, you get different thoughts. Maybe you're not even inspired to come to church. But once you leave church, you feel good. Amen. Amen. That Spirit of the Lord testifying to you. Yes, it's a good place to be here. Amen. 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 Maybe we can sing that song. It's renew my spirit in me. Create in me. Amen. 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 Create in me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me, yes, Lord, like my prayer. Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away
from thy presence, O Lord,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Right spirit within, cast me not away,
cast me not away,
yes, Lord,
thy presence, O Lord,
take not thy Holy Spirit from me, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart.
Yes, Lord. That's, it's our prayer this evening.
And renew right spirit within me.
Create
in me a clean heart,
O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast
me not away from thy presence, O Lord.
Thank you for your grace, Lord.
Holy Spirit from me, restore unto me,
yes, restore
the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within.
Cast me not away,
cast me not away
from thy presence,
oh Lord, thank you. You will not cast us. It's your grace
from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within.
Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul.
My
rest, yes, my rest is complete when I sit at his feet.
At your feet. Over my soul.
I sit at your feet, sweet Spirit,
sweep all. Yes, reach out and touch the Lord this evening. He is not busy. He is not busy. And touch the Lord as He goes by. He will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Reach out
and touch the Lord as He goes by. Find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Amen, amen. Everything is by His grace, brother and sister. Don't feel condemned.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song, Mercy Rewrote My Life. We can sing just chorus. Brother, will you come just to open the word of prayer? Amen. Amen. Mercy, mercy rewrote my life.
Mercy rewrote my life.
Rewrote.
Mercy rewrote my life. A fall in my soul cast down. But mercy,
Lord, thank you for your mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Mercy rewrote my life.
I could have a fool in my soul cast down, but mercy.
Let's sing once more while brother is coming to open the word of prayer.
Oh yes, mercy
rewrote my life.
Rewrote
my life.
I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, what a wonderful song. Nothing but the mercy of God rewrote our lives. Amen. Father, we were lost and undone. Without God or His Son, then you reached down your hand and saved us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, how grateful we are tonight for what you did for us on Calvary, Lord. You paid the price for us. You literally became sin for us, oh God, that we might be the very righteousness of the Almighty.
Amen.
Oh God, such love, such wondrous love, Amen. That God should love a sinner such as I.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercy and thank you for your grace.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, tonight it is good to be in the house of the Lord. It is good to feel your awesome presence. How soothing that presence is, the presence of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Tonight we welcome you and we ask that you please come now, Lord, as we get into this session of praying, Lord. We ask for you to please be merciful and answer the very desires of the hearts of your people. For we are a very needy people, O God. truly a needy people, but you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider, and you will provide all our needs. If we can be but humble before you and ask with a humble and contrite heart, a humble and contrite heart thou wilt in no ways despise. Lord, we commit the service into your hands. Answer your children's requests tonight, please, O God. We commit everything to you and give you glory and praise and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. One day will be great march, brother and sister. Me, you and me, we're going to be there. We have to believe that song. When the saints go marching in, amen, there will be great shouting there, brother and sister. Amen.
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want, yes, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Oh, I know I'll see my Savior in my life. He's free from sin. Heaven's door will open for me when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number. Yes, Lord, when the saints go marching in. When we gather around the throne and the gates are closed within, while we shouting glory.
Let's shout now. Let's shout. We're gonna shout there.
Oh, when the saints go marching in,
yes, I'll be marching too.
Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. I am waiting for the chariots to swing low. And I'll see where the clouds are right to heaven when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Where the saints
go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number.
Yes, I'll be. By God's grace, yes. When the saints once more.
When the saints go marching in.
When the
saints go marching in.
Lord, I want
to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
If I live
a holy life,
shun the wrong
and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way
for me. Yes, for me.
If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right.
I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me.
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
If I live a holy life,
if I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way. For if I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me.
Yes, for me. You are. That's what I long for. Heart that follows
after thee.
That's what I'm longing for, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Heart that follows
God after thee.
Heart that
hides your word so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided.
Rain, a heart that needs conversion,
that pleases you, my Lord,
a sweet aroma of worship that rises from your throne.
That's what I long for.
Heart that follows heart
after thee.
I want a pure heart.
A pure heart. That's what I long for.
A heart that follows heart after thee.
That I over so that sin will not come in.
A heart that's undivided
by your rule and reign.
A heart that needs compassion
that pleases you, my Lord.
A sweet aroma of worship rises from your throne.
Shalom, saints. Amen. God bless each and every one this evening. Amen. That's our desire. Amen. If our prayers could be a sweet aroma that rises up to his throne. Amen. That it would be a sweet smell before him. Amen. You know, after the flood, when Noah went and made an altar, it says it came up as a sweet fragrance before the Lord. Amen. And the Lord said, I will never flood the earth like this again. So that's what you really, really desire, is something from the heart. So may the Lord help us to prepare our hearts as we come to a time of prayer. Amen. Just want to greet everybody who's come out this evening. It's wonderful to be out Christmas shopping, busy roads. But it's good, as Brother Darren was praying, to be in his presence. It's good to be in his house. So we're so glad to have Brother Darren Vlakis with us. God bless you, brother, for the weekend. May the Lord richly bless him. So we thought we'd have prayer this evening to prepare for Sunday.
Amen.
Because Sunday our brother's going to take the service and then have a prayer line. And we know the Lord's gifted our brother and blessed and answered many of his prayers down that line. So if you really have a need, let's prepare ourselves starting this evening.
Amen.
We also have Sister Priya's cousin from Malaysia. Amen. God bless you as well. We greet you in Jesus' name. You're more than welcome. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bible, saints. Let's get straight to the word. Let's take a short thought before we come to prayer. 1 Peter 5, verse 17. We'll take verse 6, sorry, 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, amen, casting all your care upon him, amen, for he careth for you. Amen. And then Mark 4, let's just read Mark 4 from 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? May the Lord bless his word. Father, we thank you for your word. Jesus, bless it unto us, Lord. Father, may your word be, as it were, the wings of the cherubim, Lord, to usher us into the spirit of prayer upon this day. May, Lord, your grace come and meet us where we are, to bring us, Father, beyond the veil, into that place, Lord, where, Father, all things are possible. May you bless this short thought. May you bless your people as we pray. Them that are watching, Father, we pray them that are at home, that you'd bless each and every family, each and every brother and sister. Lord, our brother Darren, thank you that he's with us. Bless him as well. Amen. Our sister from Malaysia, may you give her a special blessing, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let's be seated, saints. If I could just give it a short title, I'd say, I Must Tell Jesus. Amen. You know, from the song, I Must Tell Jesus. Yeah, well, no, we've just read from First Peter, where Peter is telling us something wonderful. He says, we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And then he says, casting all of your care upon him, amen, because he cares for you. Amen. So he's saying, casting all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. Amen. Now we all have cares. Now we all have fears. We all have anxieties, because that is just the order of this fallen world. Now in the beginning, Adam never had care. You know, there was no care in Eden before the fall. He was never stressed out. He was never perplexed. He was never in a situation that he was worrying about tomorrow or worrying about the next thing that needed to be done. But it's when sin came in. As soon as sin came in and this world order fell, the cosmos fell, and the order that we're born into, that's when man started to fend for himself, and man started to worry about tomorrow. Will I have enough? And what am I going to do? And I hope this doesn't happen to me, and all these kind of things. So we all just naturally have care. Adam didn't have any care because he had oneness with God. He had oneness with somebody who was omnipotent. You know, he had oneness with his father. So that spirit of oneness that he had kept him from all care. Adam didn't worry about a thing. He was just totally at rest. When he went to sleep at night, he didn't worry about where things were going to come from tomorrow, because he had oneness and unity with his father. But when sin came in, and you know, we lost that anointing, we lost that spirit, we lost that oneness, now man started to make his own plan, and man started to find ways to protect himself and make idols and all temples and all these kind of things, because just by nature, we are just anxious people. You know, and why are we anxious? Because, you know, we weren't ordained to fear. We weren't made to care. God never made us in the beginning to care, to be stressed and to be worried. That's how when we're stressed, we get high blood pressure. When we worry, we get ulcers. You know, we get all manner of health problems. Because God never designed us. We can't handle care. Amen. Care wasn't supposed to be our inheritance. Fear and anxiety and worry and these kind of things, they're foreign to us. Amen. Now, we were made in the image of God. We're not supposed to have been made subject to all of these kind of things, but we were made subject to these things because of this fallen world, the fallen nature that we've inherited. And even Jesus, when he came, Jesus, we see, like Adam, he didn't have any care. He lived in a world of perfect faith. So Jesus could be sleeping in the back of a boat in the midst of a storm, and he wouldn't fear. When all of his disciples were fearing, but Jesus didn't fear. When is the only time we find the Bible says Jesus feared was when sin, the effects of sin came on him in Gethsemane. Then he started to fear. Then he started to be anxious and stressed and all that. That sin and the effects of sin. When there was now separation between him and his father now. That's when all of these fears and all of these anxieties started to come in. And how did Jesus handle it? He took it to prayer. You know, that's the way that he knew to handle stress and to handle all these anxieties was to take it to his father in prayer. Yeah, and I think that is just the real lesson that we do desire to learn upon this day. Amen. So, you know, so we can feel it inside of ourselves. We're not made to handle care. Amen. We're not made to carry burdens like this. Amen. You know, we're not made, and we try to carry these burdens because these burdens come. The burdens are never far away. Now, the cares in this life, they come to us, and they're unwanted, they're unexpected, and they come in an unwelcome time. And you find something comes upon you, and there's a crisis, and there's a worry, and Brother Eli just lost his brother-in-law. You know, and then there's the pressures of all of these kind of things, and then something else comes, whether it's health or whatever. And you know, we just get caught up in the storm, and this is just like the disciples in the boat. They didn't want a storm. They just wanted to sail nicely across, and then the storms came, and soon they found out that the storm was so great that it was coming right into their vessel, and it was about to overflow them. You know, and they started to look at the circumstances and say, this is a hopeless situation, because they were looking at the winds and were looking at the waves and they were looking at hearing the thunder and seeing the lightning and surrounded by all of these things. And it's just natural for us as natural people to have a lot of anxieties and cares. And just being people that put on a good face, we never admit that. You know, we never admit that to somebody else, but many times lying on our beds at night or waking up in the night watches, we're thinking of this, but how am I going to pay that? And what's going to happen here? What about my family? And what about this? And, you know, there's all these issues that come because of this world that we're living in inside. So, you know, now if we are not able to bear these cares, if they have such an effect upon us, then what are we going to do with these cares? What are we supposed to do with this anxiety? We didn't ask for it. We don't want it. It's an unwelcomed intruder that comes in. It comes trespassing into the peace that we have. It comes trespassing when you're just wanting to live a nice life with your family, then suddenly sickness comes in. You're just wanting to live a nice thing, and all of a sudden something goes wrong and you lose your job. Or something comes in, and we know all of these kinds of things, and we just wish it wasn't like that. Like Job, I wish it was in days gone by before all of these things came upon me. Now we start feeling like that. So if you're not designed to carry these things, if God didn't design us to be like that, what are we supposed to do with these cares? Somebody's going to have to carry these cares for us. Because many of these cares have a good cause behind them. You know, there's a reason you have it, because there's a lack, there's a need, there's a sickness, there's a, you know, whatever's coming in inside of life. You know, so we need someone to be able to carry these cares. And that's what Peter is telling us to do. He's telling us, cast all of your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Friends, we can't carry these things. And that's why I love that song, I Must Tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear carry these burdens alone. I can't. In my distress, he surely will help me. Yeah, and it says, in this world, I need a great Savior. I need someone who's big enough to handle these cares. I need someone who's got broad enough shoulders that I can take all of my cares and put them upon him. Because somebody has to deal with these things. Somebody has to handle these things that stress us out. We're not able to do it ourselves. You're not ordained to do it. You're not designed to do it. So he's given us recourse to the great, great resource himself. That we can come unto him and we can cast all of our cares upon him. Amen. And he commands us to do it. Amen. He doesn't say if you want. He says casting all of your cares upon him. Amen. He doesn't say cast some of your cares upon him. He says casting all of your care upon him. Then he says, why should we cast him upon him? Because he cares for you. Amen. Casting all of our cares upon him because he careth for you. Amen. You know, when I'm at home, or you know, any of the dads, Brother Darren or Brother Wilma, Brother Eddie at home, and the children come to you and they're worried about this and the daddy, we're going to have enough money for Christmas, and what are we going to do about this, that, and the other? We say, all is well. It'll be fine. They don't have to care, but you have to care. Amen. You have the care. Amen. Yeah, and so somebody's going to have to carry the care for us. Amen. Someone's going to have to look after the things that we're worried about. Amen. Someone's going to have to make a way. Someone's going to have to provide for our needs. Someone's going to clear things up for us. Someone's going to have to touch us in our bodies when Amen. Sickness comes. You know, we need that. Amen. And friends, I can't think of any greater blessing Amen. Than to know that Jesus cares for you. Amen. That we have access now. We have recourse. Yeah. Just using the medium of prayer. Amen. Just honored, sincere prayer from your heart. Amen. You can come tonight with cares. And you might have come here worried and bothered and oppressed and depressed. You know, you might just be anxious for the future. You might just Amen. Not know what's going on. Amen. What am I supposed to do? Like the prophet says, we get perplexed. He says, many times as believers, we get perplexed. Right. You're caught between two. You don't know what to do. You don't know, what am I going to do here? Oh, friends, imagine if we didn't have access through prayer to the one who said, come unto me. Imagine, where would we be? You'd be out in the pub tonight. You're trying to drown your sorrows, trying to hide away from your cares. You'd be trying to hide in something out there. But each of us tonight can come in simplicity to him. We can just come to him because he invited us to come to him. No, he says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Amen. Oh, friends, it's not a natural thing for us to think about that. No, sometimes we want to try to fend for ourselves. I need to fix this problem myself. I can't tell anybody else, you know. The greatest thing that you can do is speak to him about it. And there's always going to be people that he puts around you who are going to sympathize with you, are going to understand what you're going through. And a problem shared is a problem halved, they say. Amen. Yeah, and when you find somebody is able to walk in your shoes, in that dark place of life, help to walk and put the armor on, like we say, David and Jonathan. Amen. Someone that you're able to speak to and someone who's able to comfort you. But what that is that's the comforter himself in them. Amen. But we can come to the comforter. Imagine Jesus said, it's good that I go away. Because if I don't go away, I won't be able to send you the comforter. Amen. He says, I can't be with you. He says, look, I'm going to my Father, but I'm still going to be with you. Amen. I'm going to come as the comforter. And friends, we need comfort. Amen. We need comfort on a regular basis. We are but the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Sheep cannot look after themselves. Sheep, imagine a sheep worrying about where am I going to get pasture tomorrow? Where am I going to find good water? How am I going to get myself safe from the wolves? It's not up to the sheep to worry about those kinds of things. All is needed is for the sheep to stay close to the shepherd. Amen. Because it's the good shepherd's responsibility Amen. To take care of his sheep. Amen. And that's why Jesus said in the Beatitudes, he says, take no thought for tomorrow. Amen. He commanded, don't worry about tomorrow. Yes. Don't worry about what am I going to eat, what am I going to drink, what am I going to wear. He says, these are the things the unbelievers worry about. The Gentiles think about these things. But he says, the only thing you need to do is seek first his kingdom Amen. And his righteousness Amen. And all these things will be added unto you. That's all we need to do. We just need to seek him. We just need to walk with him. Amen. And it's his responsibility to take care of every one of these things. But friends, Satan is an opportunist. He loves to come in because he knows our fallen humanity. He knows our temperament, some of us, that we're susceptible to this and we're susceptible to that. And he comes, and when you're now low like Elijah, and you've had your Mount Carmel, and now you're under your juniper tree, he knows to hit you at a certain time. And the prophet says his nerves were about to break. And what did he need to do? Did he need to fend for himself? No. He needed to allow the Lord to minister to him. To bring the angel with the softest hands. And, you know, to bring him the angel's food, the bread and the water. And then to take him to a place that the Lord could speak to him once again. And he didn't need the thunder and the lightning and the earthquakes and that. He just needed that still small voice. He just needed the prophet says that voice for the Lord to tell you that he loves you once again. For to settle within the veil. When your mind is confused, when your nerves are all worn out, you're tired and you're worn. All we need to do is come unto him and cast all of the care upon him. Amen. And then they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. The young people shall faint, young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I don't know about you, but that's what I desire to do this evening. I want to come to Jesus. You know, they get those stages like the disciples in the boat. You know, they tried everything else. They tried bailing the boat out. They tried maybe changing course. They tried everything which they take down the sail. You know, we all do that. We try to fix it as much as we can. And then finally we realize that, look, we're so full of anxiety. We're so full of panic and fear here that I realize that Jesus is in the boat. Amen. And all they needed to do was go and wake up Jesus. Amen. Just go and appeal to him. Go and cast your care upon him. Amen. Because he cares for you. But because of their unbelief, they were thinking, he doesn't care for us. Because when they came to Jesus, they said, Master, do you not care that we perish? Amen. You know, so they were thinking, but if he cares for us, how can he allow this to be happening to us? Yeah. Friends, all you need to do is go and speak to him. Yeah. All you need to do is go and take that care to him and say to him, Master, we can't take this anymore. Amen. We can't save ourselves, Lord. Amen. You're the one who sent us on this journey and the storms come along our way. But Lord, now we need you. Now you're the one that you are the master of the wind. You are the master of the storm. You are able to control these things. And friends, you know the biggest storm. I love that song, you know, that Who Am I? When it says the biggest storm that he has to still is not the storm out there. First he has to still the storm in me. That's the first one. When he says, peace be still to the storm out there, that's okay. But the first thing we need him to do is give him a chance to say, peace be still inside. Amen. He needs to still the storm in us until we realize nothing's out of control. Nothing's going wrong. Everything is in his hands. He knows what he's doing. And then when the storm is calm in us, then we find sometimes you don't even need to worry about him calming the storm out there. No, because you have control. No, they did a survey, the doctors, some years back, about people with stress and nervous disorders and that. And they went and had a look to say, okay, let's analyze and see what the people are scared of, and we'll trace and see whether those things are really, really real. And they found out that 40% of the things that people were stressed over never happened. 40% just never happened. And then 30% were things in the past that couldn't be changed, that people were stressed about. And then they found that 12% was criticism by other people that didn't matter anyhow. And then 10% were issues of health. And most of them didn't have big problems with their health. It was just stress. And the more they got themselves stressed out, the more they felt themselves being sick. So friends, you can see so many of these fears and cares. There's no basis. There's no ground. There's no reality to them. It's just Satan coming and taking advantage of us. And I think that we need many, many times now when care and stress and worry is coming, we don't need to think of a holiday. We need to think of putting on the whole armor. Amen. We need to think of waging warfare. Amen. To say, Satan, you are in the storm. The storm isn't fearful if Satan isn't in the storm. But Satan got into the storm. The prophet says, Satan said, I swore to himself, I'm going to drown him. He says, and he tossed that little boat on the sea like a little bottle stopper, you know, like a cork. But it was Satan who got into the wind. And when Jesus rebuked Satan out of the storm, everything was fine. Amen. And that is what we need to do. Submit yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. We need to realize many times these nervousness and these things that cause us not to sleep, there's the spiritual dimension to these things. These afflictions, when they come in themselves, are not so serious. But it's when Satan gets into the storm, when Satan takes advantage of that, it becomes a crisis. Because you can feel it inside of yourself. There's a spiritual dimension. You can't look at it properly. You wonder, why am I feeling so anxious? Why am I feeling so nervous about this? Until you take out the great weapon of prayer once again. And you start praying about that situation. And you start rebuking the devil in the storm. And then you start finding out, but what was I worried about? It's like when Jesus got up and he said to his disciples, why are you so fearful? What's wrong with you people? Where's your faith? And I think tonight, friends, let's never forget where we wage this warfare. Doctors have their place and medicine has its place. But the first thing we need to do in any situation is follow 1 Peter verse, chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him. And when it speaks of casting your care, it means it's not an easy thing. It's not just taking it and just placing on him. These things tend to sit on us, heavily upon us. So there's got to come a time that you cast it upon him. You say enough is enough. I don't want this anymore. I can't handle this anymore. Lord, I need to give this to you. Because you're the only one that has the qualifications to handle these kind of issues. Lord, I don't want to be handling the things that you alone can handle. So I'd say, friends, as we come tonight in prayer, casting all your care upon him. Because he cares for you. Imagine, to prove that he cared for you, did he not carry your sins for you? Imagine he carried your sins, he carried the cross for you. So how much more do you think he wants to carry your cares for you? If he was willing to take your iniquities upon himself, that it so much tormented him in the Garden of Gethsemane, then he was willing to die on the cross for those very things, to carry our sins far away. How much more is he willing? Has he not shown his willingness to carry our burdens for us? So that we can cast our cares upon him. When he was in Gethsemane and he was willing to drink that cup that you and I should have drunk, we should have drunk of that cup. But he took our cup and drank it and took the consequences upon himself. I would say that he's the one who's qualified for us tonight to come unto, because he cares for us. He's proved his care for us. The Bible says God commended his love for us in that when we were yet his enemies, Christ died for us. You know, God proved his love. He commended his love to us. He proved. If you want to know whether Jesus cares for you, go and look at Calvary. And just look into his eyes and see him looking down at you saying, Father, forgive him. Forgive her. They don't know what they're doing. Father, take it all and put it on my account. And now, saints, your cares, your burdens, your worries about the future, all these stresses and things that come, let's go and put them on Jesus' account tonight. Because that's what he told us to do, to cast all of our cares upon him. Now, sometimes it takes more than one season of prayer, one session of prayer. Sometimes you've got to keep praying because it's spiritual warfare. But there comes a time when you have a breakthrough. And now you have a lot of elbow room, like the prophet says. And then you wonder, where did the storm go? Where did all the anxiety go? Where did all the stress and the fear go? Then you realize, this was you lying to me, Satan. This was a spiritual dimension. You were taking an advantage of the fallen propensity of man. Now he takes advantage of these things. But friends, the word is commanding us. Let's cast our care upon him tonight. That's something I must tell Jesus. There comes a time where you just can't take it anymore. And you say, I must tell Jesus. Maybe someone's been so rude, so mean, somebody's tormenting you. Amen. You know, and you say, enough is enough. You try paying, I don't want to pay attention. I must tell Jesus. Amen. I must tell Jesus, I need a sweet hour of prayer. Yeah. I need to, it's often saved me from what? It says, my soul has oft found relief by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Yeah. Oft escaped the tempter's snare. Amen. You know, it really, really, really is the most wonderful thing that the Lord gave us. He gave us prayer, and then he gave us the invitation. And then he gives us the anointing, which actually is the thing that quickens us to cast our burdens upon him. He like sends the cherubim to come and usher us to the tree of life. It's like he invites us, come unto me. Come and speak to me. You can't bear it yourself. Come to me. And there's something inside of yourself. The deep is calling to the deep. And you're saying, if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just pour out my heart before him, if I can just cast my care upon him, all will be well. Oh, friends, what a privilege that we have tonight. Oh, friends, imagine not having this privilege. Imagine being people that don't know, that have never been to the mercy seat before, that don't know the way to his throne of grace. Imagine that. Imagine having to bear all the cares yourself. No, friends, that's what the Gentiles have to do, Jesus said. But he says, but consider the lilies. He says, they don't spin. They don't toil. Consider the birds of the air. They don't starve. He says, your Father looks after every single one of them. He says, are you not of much more worth than of many sparrows? Oh, friends, I think we need to come unto him today. When he looks at us sometimes like he did his disciples, and he says, why are you so fearful? Where's your faith? And all of us will put up and say, forgive us, Lord. No, because we need to break through that barrier that Satan wants to try to bring between us and glory land, like the prophet said. And that place where we can just rest in peace and walk in peace, like Jesus did when he had perfect faith, like Adam did before the fall came. So let's come to prayer tonight. But let's agree one with another. Then you make a covenant with yourself. To say, I'm not going from this place tonight until I've cast all my care upon you. I'm not going to go from here defeated. I'm not going to find an answer out there on the bus home, in the car home, or maybe I'm going to get back home to my house again. No, I'm not looking for the answer to my problem there. I want it to be resolved now, because the storm that needs to be stilled is the storm in me. I need him to speak to that storm, and I need to speak to him. I need to cast all of my care upon him. Because he cares for me. And I would say, friends, if the Lord would help us to do that, how wonderful this night would be. How wonderful. You might not have been sleeping well. You might have been struggling to rest. You will find that you will sleep like a baby, because the Bible says he gives his beloved rest. He gives his beloved sleep. And you'll wake up tomorrow in the morning. It'll be 9:30. You'll still be asleep. And when you've been used to getting up at 5:00 in the morning because you couldn't sleep. That's the difference when you cast all of our care upon him. Amen. And then when we come to his house on Sunday, we're coming under an expectation. Amen. We're not coming in the midst of battle. We're not coming in the midst of confusion inside of us. But we're coming with clarity of purpose, with a clear vision and purpose. We're not double-minded in any way, because we've cast all of our care upon him. Amen. So let's stand, saints. Let's sing. Ask the musicians to sing us one song. And then we'll come to him now to cast all of our cares upon him. Because he cares for us. If you've never done it before, I would invite you today, do it the best you can with all your heart. Amen. And you will find you can touch Jesus tonight just as much as people in days gone by touched him. He will respond to your heart's cry. Amen. When you cry out from your heart, Master, do you not care that we perish? He will speak, peace, be still. And there will be a great change inside of our lives. Let's sing that song, I Must Tell Jesus, I Must Tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus. Sorry, guys.
That woke us up. Jesus, all of my trials,
I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He held the loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell
I must tell
Jesus, yeah, all of my troubles. He gives a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver. Troubles quickly and end. Must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Tempted.
tested and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, He all my cares and sorrows will shame. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tell Jesus, and He will help me over the world, the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
Sent you a prayer request. Greetings to Brother Dube. God bless you, bro. Shalom Saints, please keep us in your prayers. We're traveling to Africa on Monday for 4 weeks. Amen. That's Brother and Sister Dube. So may the Lord bless their journey there richly. Amen. Let's remember Brother Eli's family, for he's lost his brother-in-law. So let's really pray for them, pray for the arrangements, pray for the Lord's grace and blessing back there in Congo. These are not nice things, but let's tell Jesus. Let's talk to Jesus about these things. He's the compassionate High Priest. He can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He wept at the grave of Lazarus. He knows what it's like. Let's pray for Sunday. Let's pray for the Lord's rich blessing, that people that have struggled with sicknesses, may this be a victory day. That's our desire. Let's pray for our brother, for the Lord to lead him and guide him and anoint him. And whatever else the Lord has laid upon your heart, let's come before the Lord in prayer. I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear these burdens alone. Let's every one of us pray. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you.
Ciebie, keep it full. Father, Lord, Ciebie, whatever the need, Lord, Ciebie. Supply me, pray. Even in my holy name, Lord, Ciebie, God, Father, Joe. Even as Lord, Ciebie, as not well, we pray that I would touch him, Lord, Ciebie. Let him to the Lord, Ciebie.
as we stay in the attitude of prayer, let's ask Brother Wilmore to come and commit everything before the Lord. Let's remember Brother Stephen Johnson in Belfast. He put a request today for his wife. She has a mole, and it's been tested. It's cancerous. So they're going to be cutting it out, but he's praying it all should be well with his wife. That's Brother Stevie up in Northern Ireland. We want to pray for that. Brother Joel is at work as well, was asking for prayer. And whatever else, Brother Will, that the Lord lays upon your heart. Let's unite together with our brother as he prays.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are, Lord, for your grace and your mercies that has brought us to the end of this week. And Lord, to come in here and sit, Lord, and hear your word being preached, what a privilege that is to us, Lord. Father, even just to know that, Lord, we can take all of our burdens and bring them and cast them before you. Lord, what a wonderful, wonderful privilege that is to us. And that's exactly, Lord, what we are desiring to do tonight. Yes. Lord, even as we all united in prayer, Lord, yes. Father, is to cast all our burdens upon you. Yes. Oh God, thou knowest the needs of your people tonight. Yes. How much, Lord, they are burdened with this and that and that. But Lord, at the preaching of thy word, Lord, we are taking all these burdens and casting them before thee. Lord, to walk out of here without a single burden upon our hearts, Lord, what a privilege that is to us, Lord, to know that we do not have to worry, Lord, about our brother Stephen's wife. Lord, even with this cancerous mole, no matter what name they may give it, Lord, Father, we do not have to worry about it, but just to take it and cast it before you, Lord. And that's what we are doing tonight. We bring this, Lord, before you, and we are leaving it there, Father. You know how to sort it out. We are just trusting in your word, but that by your stripes, Lord, she is healed, Lord. Father, we thank you for that, Lord. We are taking, Lord, oh God, if there be any other person here that is sick, Lord, and that is tired and weary, troubled with things of this world, Lord, we're just casting it all before you, Lord, and walking out of here, Father, with joy and peace, Lord, in our hearts, rejoicing, oh Father, for the things that you have done for us, oh God. Father, even Lord, when we look at this building for the many years that we have been here, Lord, Father, how we have loved to be in this place. Yet the time has soon come, Lord, that we will be out of this place, Lord. Father, to find a place which we could call our own. Amen. Father, it's a burden that has been on the hearts of so many people in here, Lord, for so long, and we didn't know what to do with it, Lord. We were carrying it, Lord, around until it was so heavy upon us, Lord. But Father, today you have brought the solution, and you have told us, Lord, to cast all our cares upon thee. So we are bringing it also unto thee, O God. You knew well before we were here that we would need a place, Lord, of worship. And so we are casting it before you and asking, Lord, that you may sort it out, Father. We are just only going to rejoice and be happy, Lord, to know that the case is with the Lord, and that, Father, you will not rest, Lord, until something has happened. We thank you for this, O God. We commit our brother Dube and our sister Dube into your hands, even as they travel to Africa, Lord, for 4 weeks. We want to ask, Lord, that you be with them. We won't be worried about anything. We just know, Lord, that they are safe in your hands. May you go with them, bring them back safely, and bless their children and their business, Lord. Father, all the other brothers, Lord, and sisters that we have not seen tonight, Lord, many a time we come on a Friday and we see the empty chairs, Lord, and it burdens us in our hearts, wondering where is our brother and where is our sister.
Lord, we are casting that before you tonight. Yes. Thou knowest where your people are tonight. Amen. Father, we commit them into your hands. Amen. May you work with them, oh Father. What a time it will be, one of these Fridays, Lord, to come into church and every chair is occupied. Amen. Lord, oh God, we long for such a day. May it be, Lord, Father, that it's a burden that we leave before you and that, Father, you do something about it, Lord. Bless us this Sunday. Lord, we thank you for sending our brother our way. Yes. Lord, may you use him mightily this Sunday. Yes. Lord, let it be, Lord, that you hear the prayers of thy servant. Yes. And that, Lord, if there be any, Lord, that would still be sick, Lord, Father, that they will be healed. Amen. And that your name will be glorified. Yes. Bless, Lord, our pastor. We commit him into your hands. Yes. Thou knowest, Lord, the burdens of the people that he carries upon his shoulder. Lord, tonight a solution has been read to us, Lord, to cast all cares upon you. And Father, he's done exactly that. May you give him strength, Lord. Father, oh God, to continue to shepherd thy flock, to continue to lead them, Lord. Father, while we wait for thy coming, bless, Lord, Father, this congregation, the children, Lord, we commit them into your hands. Father, even as we enter into this season of Christmas, Father, with all that is going on in the commercial world, help us, Father, that we may present the right thing before these children, that they may know thee, O God, that, Father, before you we can cast all cares and that we can go rejoicing. Bless us tonight as we go home. Lord, we pray you bring us all safely home, Lord, and that, Father, on Sunday we'll continue from where we are leaving off, Lord, and that, Father, you minister to us once again. We commit this night to you, Lord, for we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Beverly. God Amen. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Saints, God bless you richly. Let's sing that song, I Know the Master of the Wind. Don't you want to know him better? I wish I knew him better. Amen. Oh, friends, how wonderful it would be if we knew him the way that he knows us. Amen. To know the Master of the Wind. Let's sing that song. May the Lord grant you traveling mercies home. It was just a year ago when we went home on this Friday night where we didn't get home. So we really do desire to always remember the goodness of the Lord going before us. So let's be prayerful, saints, and God bless you. Sails a troubled sea, whenever there's a wind in my sails. But I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale. I know the Master of the Wind. I know the Maker of the Rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the Master of the Wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. It brings me low, but never brings me down. Oh, I know the Master of the Wind. I know the Maker of the Rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. Master of the Wind.
like an eagle to the heights above the peaks, my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. It brings me low, but never brings me down.
Oh, I know.
I know the master of the rain. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Just to say to the saints that are staying behind tonight for prayer, may the Lord richly bless and inspire them. May it be a wonderful time. We do appreciate each and every one of those prayers. That's really lifting up the hands of Moses. That's a very, very wonderful ministry. May the Lord bless them. If anybody else is free tonight, the saints are staying over until the early hours. So why not get shut in with God in the secret place? If you find the prayer while we are praying tonight hasn't finished the job, you feel it's got somewhere, but it hasn't clinched the nail, why not stay before and stay behind and pray with the saints and get the job done? And by the time you leave the place tonight, you'll say, yeah. You'll have your foot on the neck of the enemy and you'll know that it's finished. Your enemy is dead. That's what you want to know. Let's sing one more as we dismiss. God bless you, saints.
Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. And I love
salvation. Oh, come, yeah. to worship you. Elala, Elohim, how we long to worship you.
Lord, we come.
Lord, we come to you in worship. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what our situation, we will lift up our holy hands. Elohim, how we long to worship you. Elohim, how we long to worship. Satan comes
to me, I stop.
But with your spirit here before us, with righteousness
we rise
and sing. Hallelujah. How we long to worship you, Elela, Elohim. How we long to worship you, Elela.
I'll show you.